Welcome back to Horizons.
Joe Harrington, welcome to Horizons.
Hi, David.
You're part of the Dan Paddy Andy Festival. Could you tell me a bit about this and how it got started?
Yeah, I can. I was involved from the start, although it was, to be fair, an idea of Kay O'Leary. And Kay went back to university for a while, did a course, and was required to do a project. And the project she came up with was to commemorate the last of the great Irish matchmakers, as John B. Keane had titled Dan Paddy Andy O'Sullivan from our area. So that project got going, and a bust of Dan Paddy was put up in Larrigan Pond. And on the occasion of the unveiling of it, there was a lot of music, and we had the Honourable Hertig, the late Hall, King, unveiled the bust. And we had Jimmy Sullivan, son of Dan Paddy Andy O'Sullivan, home from America. And we had John B. Keane, of course. Couldn't have that without John B., who taught so many stories and wrote a book about Dan Paddy Andy O'Sullivan. So that was the start of the festival, because we got a glimpse of the way it went. We decided that the next year we'd have a two-day festival, and then it's gone to a four-day festival now. One of the longest-running festivals at this stage in Kerry.
And did it start off having closer ties to matchmaking, or was it always more of a community event?
It was more of a community event. We always pointed out that obviously getting people together could result in matches, but that was between themselves. We weren't offering the service in that regard. We do know, to be fair, that a number of matches have arisen out of meeting of people over the last, 27 years now. Yeah, there'd be that little feature in there, although we wouldn't be claiming any credit for anything in that regard.
So you don't explicitly do matchmaking, but if people decide to matchmake over the weekend, you won't eject them from the premises?
No. And we've seen people come out and go around the back of the marquee for whatever they were up to. There were people who had just met up and had got very friendly. There is a place in Clare that they tend to do that. I think Daly is his name. And he acts as a matchmaker. But no, we never went down that road.
Yeah, I think I was accidentally at that festival once when I was just driving through the area. I think that they say they have a magic book, and if you touch it, you'll find love soon enough afterwards.
I've met him at one stage as well. And that book is always, I think it's part of him at this stage, is always under his arm.
Oh, very good. Yeah. Getting off the matchmaking train, what you have happening this weekend seems to be sort of mostly about music and a certain amount about nature.
Yeah, that's been sort of the way it's been right from the start. That's the way it's been. Social dancing, as it's called, country and Irish music, will be a big part of it. And that's what brings people together. And the marquee, I suppose, is sort of unique at this stage. There was a time when all the local festivals would have a marquee. Every town and small village even used to have a festival or a carnival, as they call them. I think our marquee takes people back in their head to that time, their youth. So that's something I think that people look forward to. The marquee has a certain atmosphere that you wouldn't get in an army hall. People are very sociable, very friendly, everybody's together, and the chat gets going and the dancing gets going. I think it's something that you wouldn't find everywhere these days.
Joe, what separates social dancing from regular dancing?
Well, I'm not so sure what regular dancing is. It's informal, I suppose, right? I mean, obviously you can get very formal dancing where you have people that would be sort of, would actually go and train, I suppose. But people who dance here are people who have learn to dance from their parents or themselves even have figured it out. The one thing that we have, the only competition that we have, is the waltzing competition. And that's fairly well attended, and there's a fair bit of a competition there. The poor judge has a hard go time. He's like the referee in the football matches. He can't do it. He's never right.
Lots of people screaming from the sidelines about him giving out red cards.
The hurlers in the ditch and all that.
Do you have very competitive waltz dancers up there?
You would. Some of them just take it like, you know, just a bit of fun. But you get a few that will take it serious enough. There's some lovely trophies going for it, so it's worth making the effort.
Oh, fantastic. And one thing we're big fans of here in the diocese is obviously biodiversity events. And you've got a very interesting bog walk happening Saturday morning with Dr. Barry O'Donoghue.
Barry O'Donoghue will be locally connected, but he's probably the best known person now for the environment and him, Harrier, he would have made his name on that. And he was on television recently there in a two-part program about the biodiversity and the environment in Kerry, a fantastic program. He's living in Clare now, but he's coming across to lead the bog walk. I've been normally telling people about stuff, but I wouldn't be great now on some of the stuff. I'd be more into the history of things rather than the actual nature. We're looking forward to Barry. We reckon there'd be a big turnout because in that sense, he's very well known and a real nice guy, and he will be very good to listen to, I think, about our things of nature and flora and fauna.
Yeah, don't sell yourself short as well, because I'm sure there's connections between the history of an area and the nature of an area. So if we get you and Barry together talking at the same time, you provide the complete picture.
Yeah, well, we'll try, definitely. You just to say as well, on the bog walk, we will have music. As we go along, we have different stops, and we'll tell the story about the history of the area, and Barry will talk about what's around with birds and so on. And we'll have tea in the bog, and then we'll have a chance for people to put up with the sun. Now, from the environmental point of view, we keep that to a minimum, which is nice to show the younger people and give them a chance to cut a side of turf, because that's the thing that's gone at this stage, which is nice to show the heritage of the area in that regard.
Yeah, it was very much an old kind of rite of passage that's gone by the wayside these days. So it'd be good to give them the experience of cutting turf themselves.
Yeah, and they get a photograph in of that. That'll be nice for them to have.
Excellent.
There'll be a song or two. Noel Heathcliff always comes along from Tralee there, and he'll sing one or two songs along the way as well. We had the Bishop of Kerry with us one time. That's a good few years ago now, the previous bishop. He came along, and I'm pretty sure he sang a song.
Oh, wow. That would have been Bishop Bill Murphy.
He had the Wellingtons on.
Oh, very good. So, Joe, if people are looking to get involved with the festival starting on Friday, how can they find out details?
There'll be an advertisement on Radio Kerry. We have a website, lyricumhorn.com, and also the Dantaddy Andy Festival has a page, a Facebook page. So there's 101 ways these days that you can find out what's going on in out of the way of Lyricumhorn.
Excellent. So that's happening Friday, Saturday, Sunday and Monday coming. So over the bank holiday weekend, the Dan Paddy Andy Festival in Lyricumhorn.
That's it in a nutshell.
Perfect. Thank you very much for coming on Horizons, Joe Harrington.
Thank you, David. Appreciate it.
This is Fields of Gold by In the Frame.
She took her love far to gaze a while among the fields of barley. In his arms she fell as her hair came down among the fields of gold. Will you stay with me? Will you be my love? Among the fields of barley, you can tell the sun in his jealous sky when we walk in fields of gold. I never made promises lightly, and there have been some that I've broken. But I swear, in the days still left, we will walk in fields of gold. We will walk in fields of gold. Ooh. Thank you. I never made promises lightly, and there have been some that I've broken. But I swear, in the days still left, we will walk in fields of gold. We will walk in fields of gold. Since those summer days among the fields of barley, see the children run as the sun goes down, as you lie in fields of gold. You remember me when the west winds move among the fields of barley. Sun and its jealous sky, we walk in fields of gold. We walk in fields of gold. When we walk in fields of gold. Ooh.
Thank you very much for listening to Horizons. Feel free to contact me on davidsheehan@dioceseofkerry.ie. Thank you to the production team, in particular Grania Quirk. Just a Thought for the coming week is by Father Francis Nolan. Until this time next Sunday, I hope you have a wonderful week. Thank you.